Yep. Well, really, because we had hitherto we'd not really celebrated the Feast of St. George as a city centre. Elements had, but we'd not done it as a partnership. So yeah, we wanted to create the first festival by festival of St. George in the area of St. George's Quarter, which is part of our UNESCO World Heritage Site. So that was the rationale behind it. We felt the need. Well, as I say, elements of St. George's Day have always been celebrated. St. George's Hall, one of our iconic buildings, you know, it's got a wonderful stained glass window of St. George. And it has happened before in individual retailers and, you know, shop window competitions. But we've never, ever really had, like, a family celebration, a coming together, you know, for families to come in and celebrate. It's St. George's Day, but we're also celebrating St. George's Quarter, which is the immediate vicinity around St. George's Hall. What's in it for the city? Well, it's an opportunity. We've already booked the good weather. We've already been told by the Met Office it's going to be glorious sunshine. So it's an opportunity for mums, dads, nans, granddads to come in with the children. There's all kinds of competitions. It's, you know, what's in it for the city? We love people to come in and visit Liverpool, enjoy everything that we've got, whether that's our cultural buildings, our heritage, our history, our shops, our retail, the food, the restaurants, you know, what have you. We want people to come in and enjoy themselves, and we think the mixture of events that we've got, people will do so. Well, this will bring many more thousands of people into the city centre. We've got Mike the Knight, you know, the TV character, so that will automatically be hugely attractive to young people who obviously aren't going to come in on their own. They're going to come in with their mums and dads and families. And it's the spin-offs, you know, it's going to be on all day on Sunday. People who want to have a bite to eat, it's an opportunity for them to enjoy our Walker Art Gallery, the museum, everything within the area. You know, then going into town, we've got events in our public squares, Queen Square, Williamson Square, we've got the Dragon, we've got Mike the Knight going down there. We've just opened a wonderful new ice cream parlour in the Marriott Hotel, so there's an opportunity to stop off amidst all the activity, have a bite to eat, take the weight off your feet. So yeah, plenty going on. If I'm being honest, no. Simply because we've got, like Manchester, a first class events programme, you know, from the huge, going back to European Capital of Culture 2008, you know, we're used to doing big ticket events. This is something that, you know, St. George's is historical, isn't he, the figure, and it was just something that, you know, we felt it was long overdue. A lot of investment has gone on in that area. You know, St. George's Hall saw £20 million investment. The museum's seen a £75 million investment. And it's one of the real oases in the city centre. So it's less about copying. And I don't have a problem with that. I'll always follow and copy good ideas. This is more about recognition within Liverpool that perhaps we should be doing something to commemorate our patron saint. Yeah, it's still fine. It's time remaining is 42 seconds. Absolutely, we all want it to become an annual event, and you know, regular events need to start somewhere, and this is its first year, and we're hoping that the package of entertainment that we've got will be such that the public will demand that we continue with this, and I think we will. I've every confidence that we will. Partners that have come round worked really, really hard to make this work, and I've got every confidence in it. So yes, I do think it will become an annual event. It is 8 seconds left. Wonderful. James,